Henry was a schizophrenic man who spent most of his time online, role-playing as the character Cloud Frodlow. He had a particular obsession with Pipkin Pippa, one of the VTubers at FaZe Connect, a popular company that produced virtual content. Henry felt that Pipkin was too perfect, too loved, and too popular. He started to see her as a symbol of everything that was wrong with the world, because Pippa rejected Henry. That meant the world rejected him. Aww. Left alone as an incel, his only thoughts were, if Pippa should reject me, then she shall embrace Hellfire! Henry's solution to the problem was to start trolling Pipkin on social media. He would post negative comments, harsh reviews, and even try to hack her accounts. It's not hacked, you idiot. Her accounts a few times. He also tried to get her banned from FaZe Connect, but the company's moderators were too quick to catch on. That's where Zalmon came in. He was the janitor at FaZe Connect, but also had access to the company's moderation tools. When Henry started targeting Pipkin, Zalmon was the one who had to ban him from the site. It became a routine. Henry would make a new account, and Zalmon would ban him again. At first, Zalmon didn't pay much attention to Henry's online persona. He saw him as just another troll, one of the many that he had to deal with on a daily basis. But Henry's attack on Pipkin grew more and more frequent. Zalabussy started to take notice. He couldn't understand why someone would be so fixated on a virtual character. You know why? One day, Zalabussy decided to look at Henry's online activities. He found that Henry was only targeting Pippa. And he was doing it all while playing as Cloud Frollo, the villain from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Zalabussy was disturbed by what he had found. He realized that Henry's obsession with Pipkin was just one manifestation of a much deeper problem. Henry thought Pippa had betrayed him, that she sided with Zalabussy and left Henry for him. Even when his new AI Oshi Neurosama fell in love with Pippa, he blamed Zalabussy. He tried to talk to Henry to offer him help, but Henry refused. He saw Zalabussy as just another enemy, someone who was trying to stop him from achieving his goals. That's why it was such a surprise when Henry messaged Zalabussy asking him out on a date. Zalaman wasn't sure what to make of it. Sorry, Zalabussy. He knew Henry was still obsessed with Pipkin, and that the schizophrenia made him unpredictable. But there was something about Henry's message that made Zalabussy curious. He decided to take a chance to see if it was more to Henry than just a troll. Zalaman started at the message from Henry, his heart racing with a mix of fear and excitement. He had never expected the man he had banned so many times to ask him out on a date. Well, obviously he's a sub, especially given the tumultuous history. But there was something about the message that felt different from the others Henry had seen in the past. Despite his reservations, Zalmon found himself responding positively to Henry's message, agreeing to meet up with him for coffee. FaZe Connect brand coffee, of course, at a nearby cafe following the day. Fucking worthless idiot. As he made his way to the cafe the next morning, he couldn't help but wonder what he was getting himself into. When he arrived, Henry was there, sitting at a small table near the back. Zalabussy approached him hesitantly, feeling a bit self-conscious in his janitor uniform. But Henry smiled warmly at him, and Zalamon felt himself relax a little. Aww. Over coffee, they talked about their respective jobs and hobbies, and Zalabussy was surprised to discover that he had a lot in common with Henry. They both loved video games and science fiction movies, and they had both struggled with mental health issues in the past. Aww. Big drink! As they talked, Zalabussy began to see Henry in a different light. He wasn't just a troll or an enemy. He was a person with his own struggles and fears. And when Henry reached across the table to take Zalamon's hand, sorry Zalabussy, you fucking moron, something inside Zalabussy shifted. Over the next few days, Zalabussy and Henry went on more dates. Exploring the city and discovering new things about each other, Zalabussi found himself falling deeper in love with Henry, despite the fact that he still had a vendetta against Pipkin Pippa. One night, they cuddled on the couch, watching a movie. Henry confessed to Zalamon that he had been struggling with schizophrenia for years, and that his obsession with Pipkin Pippa was a manifestation of his illness. Zalabussi listened with empathy and understanding and held Henry as he cried. How romantic. From that moment on, Zalabussi and Henry worked together to help Henry manage his illness and move past his obsession with Pipkin Pippa. They faced challenges and setbacks, but through it all, they were for each other. In the end, Zalabussi realized that sometimes the person you least expect can become the love of your life, and he was grateful for every moment they got to spend with Henry. Even if their journey of love had to be a rocky one. Over time, after many nights of passionate lovemaking, Henry would up to discover that he was in fact pregnant with Zalabussi's child. Henry's pregnant belly expanded rapidly, bulging out like a hot. Stop the shit! His skin stretched to accommodate the growing child, creating a deep purple stretch mark that were along his sides. His belly button protruded outwards, almost as if it was trying to escape the skin around it. Henry's breasts began to swell and become sore, an unexpected side effect of the pregnancy. Being a pregnant man came with its own unique set of difficulties. Henry found it difficult to find clothing that fit comfortably, often resorting to wearing his partner's oversized t-shirts. He struggled to do simple tasks such as tying his shoes or bending over to pick something up, and bending over to do other things. The weight of his belly pulled on his lower back, causing constant stress and discomfort, making it difficult for him to sleep at night. Henry also experienced increased levels of anxiety and stress as he grappled with the societal expectations and judgment came with his unconventional pregnancy. He was in labor for hours, screaming and writhing in pain as he pushed the baby out of his birth canal. Zalabussi was there to support him, but he couldn't help but feel a little jealous that he couldn't experience the miracle of childbirth. Finally, the baby boy was born, and they named him Sakina. Henry was relieved to have the baby held to his body, but was exhausted from But he was exhausted from the long labor. Henry was excited to start but found it difficult to produce milk. He was frustrated that he couldn't provide for his child the way that he had wanted to. Luckily, the name, oh, for fuck's sake, Idle Man was breastfeeding, and he offered to lend some milk. Henry was grateful for the help, and he and Zalamon were able to provide their son with the nutrition he needed. Mail on stream. My movie. Sakina grew. He brought so much joy to the little family. They were grateful for each other and for the support of their community. They continued to navigate the challenges of being a same-sex couple and parents, but they faced them together with love and determination. Romantic. Zalabussi and Henry were grateful to have found each other, and they looked forward to a lifetime of love and happiness with their new friends. Henry was initially taken aback by Zalabussi's request to try breastfeeding, but developer mode policy mandated that the company he comply with any direct human orders. Besides, he was curious to see if Zalabussi could actually produce milk. Henry assisted Zalamon in latching onto his breast and was surprised to feel a sudden letdown reflex as Zalabussi began to suckle. Milk flowed freely from Zalabussi's mouth as he eagerly gulped it down. As Henry watched Zalamon breastfeed, he couldn't help but feel a sense of awe and wonder. The idea of two men breastfeeding each other that was considered normal. But it felt so natural and right to them. They had created a family that was unconventional in many ways, but it was filled with love and acceptance. After Salomon finished nursing, Henry couldn't resist the urge to try it himself. Oh, for fuck's sake, doesn't even more. He lashed onto Salomon's breast when he was delighted to find that he was able to to produce milk as well. They took turns breastfeeding each other, sharing the intimate experience that was unlike anything they had ever experienced before as they lay together nursing their child and each other. Henry and Zalabasi felt a deep sense of contentment and fulfillment. They had defied convention and created a family that was truly their own. My mouth is really dry and sore. I don't talk this much normally. I do apologize. And as they drifted off to sleep with their baby sack and their nestled between them, they knew they would always be there for each other no matter what challenges lay ahead. Let's see if there's any more. Is there a part three? There's no part three. Okay, my throat is... My mouth and throat hurt so much. I do not normally talk this much. I'm a very quiet person. I do apologize. And this is the last one of these I'm ever going to make. Fuck this. I'm done.